Okay, let's vent a bit of spleen now and talk about the bankers, the people we love to hate. Well, there's been lots of speculation about ways to hit them. Yes, it's popular politics, and it may not make sound economic sense, but we all love it. So what did the Chancellor announce? He said he'd hit bonuses in what I consider to be a rather strange and indirect way. He's announced a 50% payroll tax on bonuses. And this new tax will be paid by a bank on all bonuses above £25,000. Now that's cunning, because it won't affect most bonuses paid by, say, the Lloyds Banking Group to its counterstaff, and I think it's proper that they should be rewarded for their very hard work. Of course, the people in the public eye, the people with their snouts firmly in the trough, are the casino players, the traders, and they will be affected. Although, if you look at the measures carefully, it's not that even. The tax as it stands will only affect bonuses between now and April 2010. And curiously, it only affects discretionary bonuses. It won't affect, don't like the sound of this, it won't affect contractual bonuses. So it appears that many bankers are actually going to get away with this. Oh, incidentally, you can't suddenly write it into your contract. But the people who will be loving this are those in banks that failed and then got bought out, where they had their bonuses guaranteed by their new employers. In conclusion, it's hard to see that the bankers themselves would be terribly bothered by this. I mean, after all, what do they care if their employer has to stump up a 50% tax? Surely it would have been better either to hit the bankers personally or to hit the banks by, say, how about this one? Denying them a brought forward loss relief, which would then accelerate their taxpaying capabilities at a time when the Chancellor clearly needs the money.